Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. How do we navigate the adversities and, yes, even the opportunities of life? It's simple, really. Just activate God's Word in our daily lives. You know, our prayer this day and every day is for everyone who listens to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast, in fact, every believer, for each of us to develop an insatiable appetite for the Word of God.
That's it. In Psalm 34, 8, it says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." You know, the Message Bible, honey, of that translation of Psalm 34:8 says, "Open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to him."
Hallelujah.
And sometimes we do run to him.
Yes, we do.
You know, as
Should
Harold
do it more.
Said, yeah, as Harold said a minute ago, it's simple to know what the answer is, but sometimes it's not easy. In Psalm 119, verse 103, the Message Bible says, "Your words are so choice, so tasty, I prefer them to the best home cooking. With your instruction, I understand life."
I love the Message Bible.
Mm.
You know, by feeding on the Word, we never have to wonder or worry what to do next. The Word of God is alive.
Mm.
It's like food that nourishes our souls. Our faith activates the Word.
John 14:26, we should always remember this one. It says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you."
Reading the Word allows the Holy Spirit to bring to our remembrance exactly what we need to apply in our daily situation.
But we have to be listening.
That's it.
Mm.
It's important that we read, confess, and act on God's Word in order to build our faith, travel through adversity, while believing God for the manifestation of his promises in our lives. Here are 7 practical suggestions on how we can accomplish that goal. 1, research scriptures that pertain to the area where you need the hand of God to move.
Mm-hmm.
If your need is financial, then you need to know financial scriptures and seek them and know them. If it's healing, then seek healing scriptures. Whatever the need, research the Word of God so you can stand on his promises. You can use a concordance or a dictionary or free online programs like BibleGateway.com for your search. I love this name. There's a website called BlueLetterBible.org.
Yes.
That's also very good, and it has strong concordance built in. Now, mark the verses you find so you can read them every day. I've personally taken the book of Proverbs and created an Excel spreadsheet for easy review of the verses that speak to me in the various translations that I read.
Mm. 2, write down the verses that speak to you. Writing out verses, I know that's the old-fashioned way, but it's a way of highlighting them in your mind. And it is fine to get on the computer and cut and paste, you know, if you lack time, which most everybody does these days. But it does help you to remember them better if you actually type them out yourself. And then you could also put the verses in your smartphone or your tablet or your iPad for easy access during the day. And if you don't have those kind of electronic toys, then write them out on a 3x5 card. Write them out on something that you can carry with you each day so you can refer to them. Sometimes the enemy just likes to steal that verse about the time you need it the worst. In Habakkuk 2:2 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by." By reading the scriptures each day, and believe me, it makes a world of difference, we're developing a vision of what can be in our lives.
Absolutely. Number three, write out a practical way to apply the verses to our daily life. Maybe ask yourself, how can I implement this principle in my life right now? As ideas come to your mind, write them down. Reading the Word daily will provide insight and understanding on God's plan for you. Ephesians 3:4, King James Bible says, as you read what I've written, you will understand my insight into this plan regarding Christ. As our understanding increases, so will our ability to implement the Word in practical ways every day.
Number four, personalize the Scriptures. Wow, that's not too much of a shock, is it?
No.
We really emphasize and reinforce the you will actually, let me put it this way. We emphasize this a lot because it will reinforce your realization that the Bible is the Word, is God's Word directly for you. You know, His love is perfect. Ours is not. He doesn't love us any more or less than anybody He doesn't love us more than anybody that's listening to our voices. Believe me. He blesses us, too, based on our obedience. In other words, I've heard it said this way, that, you know, there's the man of Jesus, the person of Jesus, and then there's the principles of Jesus. Jesus will always love you, but he does base obedience on, his blessing on obedience, because those are the principles. If you do this, you get this. So reading the Word and reinforcing this, you know, is a must in your life. And if you go to our website, you'll find there's 8 easy ways to personalize Scriptures right there, and you can print them out for yourself. Healing, success, overcoming fear, never giving up, financial breakthroughs. We also have Psalm 20, 23, and 91. You can visit haroldhearing.com and take advantage of this outreach. But personalize Scriptures for you.
Number five, pray the verses over your life and your situation every day. Pray these verses several times during the day.
Amen.
Take Psalm 84:11 as an example. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Now, here's one example of how you can pray, Psalm 84. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you're my sun and shield. I'll give you all the praise, glory, and honor. I rejoice that there's not any good thing that you will withhold from me. Lord, today, I commit to seek you and your righteousness first. I praise you because good things are coming to me. I will recognize that anyone who brings good things into my life today is a vessel used by you for your glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. You need to create your own prayer. It will keep you looking to God as your source. Hallelujah. Looking to God as your source and deliverer, as well as build an attitude of praise and thanksgiving in your life.
Number six, confess the Scriptures and personalize them over your life every day. I want to go ahead and use the example of Psalm 84:11 again, because it is such a powerful Scripture. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing, I love that, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Here's how I would personalize that verse. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield for Lejeune. The Lord will give Lejeune grace and glory. No good thing will God withhold from Lejeune who walks uprightly. And she does. Matter of fact, her birthday was a week ago today.
Today, that's right.
Here's another example of how you can pray the Word. Heavenly Father, I thank you that good things are coming into my life today. My debts are being supernaturally canceled and eliminated, and that is definitely a good thing. I'm being recognized for my labors, and that's a good thing. I'm walking in divine health, and that's a good thing. My children, and you can name them all, serve you, and that is a good thing. Lord, I want to praise you because I can serve you with all my heart today. I have the confidence, hallelujah, in knowing that there is no good thing that you will withhold from me. Hallelujah and amen. You know, it's important that we make the confession fit ourselves. You need to make it, you know, the confession fit you and what you are facing right now in life.
Number 7, praise God for every manifestation of good things in your life. If you woke up this morning, that's a good thing. If you have air to breathe, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
If you're able to walk and talk, that's a good thing. We must start praising God for every good thing he has done and is doing in our lives. This praise will energize our meditation and boost our journey to financial freedom. Hallelujah. Before we finish the call today, I want to share 3 things with you that we know to be true when it comes to activating the word. First, the only way you'll ever be ready or experience the power of God is by reading his word. Matthew 22:29, New Living Translation, very plain. Jesus replied, "Your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God."
Wow. Second, if you don't know how to read, or you don't, it's the same thing. God is not happy with you. You know, a failure to read the scriptures simply empowers the enemy in your life. He wants good things for you, and you need to help him.
God does.
That's what I said. Yeah. God wants, I'm sorry about the enemy's attacks. Yeah. God wants good things, and you need to help him out. Isaiah 29:11-13 in the New Living Translation says, "All the future events in this vision are like a sealed book to them. When you give it to those who can read, they will say, 'We can't read it because it is sealed.' When you give it to those who cannot read, they will say, 'We don't know how to read.' And so the Lord says, these people say they are mine. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
Wow.
And their worship of me is nothing but man-made rules learned by rote." You know, let us tell you this one thing. If you say stuff like, "Well, I just don't like to read," stop saying it. It feeds the enemy. Because as you get in the word, you will develop a hunger and a thirst as the Holy Spirit opens these words to you, and you'll desire to read, and it'll increase, believe me.
Dramatically.
That's right.
Third, reading was so important to Jesus that he was continually asking people if they'd not read the word. Matthew 22:31, "Have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying?" Mark 12:10. "And have you not read the scripture?" Mark 12:26. "Have you not read in the book of Moses?" Considering the words of Jesus, I think that activating the word of God in our lives has to be our top priority today and every other day for that matter.
It's a destiny changer.
It is. We've given you 7 ways to activate God's word.
Amen.
Now you need to activate them.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.